Movies have been a defining part of the summer experience for several decades now, with the modern summer blockbuster pioneered by Steven Spielberg in 1975. With his seminal summer horror film, Jaws, Spielberg changed the filmmaking landscape. Though prosperous, Hollywood had still been in something of a transitional period following the studio system and Hollywood's golden age. But after Jaws, and the introduction of the movie brats, a core group of emerging American directors including Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, George Lucas, Brian De Palma, and Francis Ford Coppola, the American film industry entered an exciting era defined by ambition, creativity, and soaring box office sales. Summer is an exciting time in Hollywood, when big-budget movies with wide appeal are often released. It means school's out, and viewers can frequent the theater chains in droves. This summer is an especially critical one for the movie industry. COVID-19 is no longer a global emergency. Now's the time for these planned blockbuster movies to show their mettle. Do you remember the film that defined the last summer of your high school years? Stacker compiled Box Office Mojo data on summer movies dating back to 1975 and listed the number one film at the box office for each summer, defined as the first Friday in May through Labor Day weekend. Check out our list to see which iconic film took over the box office the summer you graduated. Zanuck, Brown Productions, 1975, Jaws. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $391,037,321. Unadjusted domestic gross, $69,725,376. Box office share in calendar year. Data not available. A New England tourist town becomes tormented by the presence of a bloodthirsty shark. The sheriff wants the beaches closed, but the mayor fears the loss of revenue, so it's up to a marine biologist and an old ship captain to rid the town of the beast for good. Jaws had a notoriously troubled production, in part because it was the first major film to be shot on location on the ocean. 20th Century Fox, 1976, The Omen. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $323,119,814. Unadjusted domestic gross, $60,922,980. Box office share in calendar year. Data not available. There's Something Not Quite Right About Damien, adopted by an American diplomat and his wife after the stillborn death of their baby. A prescient warning from a priest and a series of deaths sends Robert Thorne down a rabbit hole to figure out whether he adopted the Antichrist. The Omen spawned a horror franchise that includes three sequels and a 2006 remake, with a prequel currently in development. Lucasfilm, 1977, Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $627,424,546. Unadjusted domestic gross, $125,989,616. Box office share in calendar year. Data not available. The first film in George Lucas's epic trilogy introduces us to hero Luke Skywalker, who must team up with a cocky pilot, his hairy sidekick, and two droids in order to save Princess Leia and the entire galaxy from the evil Darth Vader. Due to troubled production and budgetary issues, many who worked on the film, including Lucas himself, believed it would be a failure. Paramount Pictures, 1978, Grease. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $740,263,410. Unadjusted domestic gross, $159,978,870. Box office share in calendar year. Data not available. Good girl Sandy Olson has a romantic summer fling with greaser Danny Zuko after she transfers to America from Australia. And while opposites attract, the two high school kids' dueling cliques would rather see the lovers torn apart. The popular musical starring Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta spawned a sequel as well as a prequel series currently airing on Paramount+. American International Pictures, AIP. 1979. The Amityville Horror. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $359,441,846. Unadjusted domestic gross, $86,432,000. Box office share in calendar year, 15.6%. Something horrible happened in the Amityville house, and now it's coming for Father George Lutz and his entire family. It turns out the home was the site of a brutal massacre as well as once the home of a Satanist. The film's score composed by Lalo Schifrin was nominated for both a Golden Globe and an Academy Award. Lucasfilm 1980, Star Wars, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $563,901,886. Unadjusted domestic gross, $153,961,603. Box office share in calendar year, 22.7%. In this thrilling sequel to A New Hope, intrepid Jedi in training Luke Skywalker must journey to the planet Dagobah to learn the ways of the Force from Master Yoda. Meanwhile, the Force's dark side pulls him into a climactic lightsaber battle with Darth Vader. For this second film in the original trilogy, Lucas handed the directing reins over to Irvin Kershner, who also directed the John Carpenter-penned The Eyes of Laura Mars, and RoboCop 2. Dovemead Films 1981, Superman 2. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $359,154,650. Unadjusted domestic gross, $108,185,706. Box office share in calendar year, 15.7%. While saving the world from a terrorist plot, Superman accidentally frees the Kryptonian villain General Zod and his henchmen, and they're headed straight to Earth. Superman must rise to the occasion, even after deciding to hang up his cape in favor of a normal life. Superman 2, screenwriter Mario Puzo may be better known as the author and Academy Award-winning screenwriter of The Godfather, The Godfather Part 2, and the two films' eponymous source novel. Universal Pictures 1982, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $746,445,461. Unadjusted domestic gross, $238,646,109. Box office share in calendar year, 18.4%. Stranded on Earth, the gentle alien E.T. befriends a young boy and his siblings. But when E.T. falls ill and the government catches wind of his existence, it's a race to get E.T. on the first spaceship back to his home planet. E.T. the Extraterrestrial was only the second feature film role for a very young Drew Barrymore. Lucasfilm 1983, Star Wars, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $700,395,952. Unadjusted domestic gross, $231,117,020. Box office share in calendar year, 17.9%. The fate of the galaxy rests in the hands of Jedi Luke Skywalker, who must fight against the cruel Jabba the Hutt and his own father, the evil Darth Vader. His friends in the Rebel Alliance, including Princess Leia and Han Solo, battle against the Galactic Empire on the forest planet of Endor. While Richard Marquand directed the film, Steven Spielberg, David Cronenberg, and David Lynch were all considered. Columbia Pictures 1984, Ghostbusters. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $546,428,253. Unadjusted domestic gross, $188,058,969. Box office share in calendar year, 13.2%. Who you gonna call? This is the classic film where a group of ex-university professors in New York City team up to fight a scourge more maddening than rats or cockroaches, supernatural forces. But when they accidentally come upon a portal to another dimension, the Ghostbusters are forced to save the entire city. Estudios Cherubusco Azteca S.A. 1985. Rambo. First Blood Part 2. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross. $407,966,358. Unadjusted domestic gross. $145,393,330. Box office share in calendar year, 11.1%. This sequel to the iconic film sees John Rambo in jail when he's offered a way out by his former boss. If he travels to Vietnam and finds American POWs, his criminal record will be cleared, but everything changes when the woman he loves is killed by American forces. The director George P. Cosmatos also directed the acclaimed western Tombstone. Paramount Pictures. 1986. Top Gun. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross. $357,342,120. Unadjusted domestic gross. $129,766,727. Box office share in calendar year, 10.6%. Hotshot pilot Pete, Maverick, Mitchell is sent to the fighter weapons school, where his cocky attitude and recklessness create problems with the other students. As Maverick competes to be the best fighter pilot in his class, he also fights for the love of his instructor, Charlotte Blackwood. The film's appeal is so long-lived that 2022 sequel, Top Gun, Maverick, ended up outperforming the original film at the box office. Sunset Boulevard, Getty Images. 1987, Beverly Hills Cop 2. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $408,217,214. Unadjusted domestic gross, $153,665,036. Box office share in calendar year, 10.7%. Everyone's favorite Detroit cop, Axel Foley, returns to LA in this hilarious sequel with a brand new case to crack. Foley is tasked with pinning down a series of robberies dubbed the Alphabet Crimes, which leads him to an illegal weapons dealer. Beverly Hills Cop 2 received both Golden Globe and Academy Award nominations for the song, Shakedown. Touchstone Productions. 1988. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $329,557,605. Unadjusted domestic gross, $129,121,385. Box office share in calendar year, 8.7%. When Private Eye Eddie Valiant is hired to scope out a potential cheating scandal, Valiant finds the alleged other man dead, and the finger is being pointed at the husband, star Toon Roger Rabbit. Valiant is then tasked with bridging the worlds of Toons and humans to find the man's real killer and clear Roger's name. Who Framed Roger Rabbit received 4 Academy Awards, Best Sound Effects Editing, Best Film Editing, Best Visual Effects, and a Special Achievement Award. Warner Brothers. 1989. Batman. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $580,832,988. Unadjusted domestic gross, $238,559,567. Box office share in calendar year, 13%. Tim Burton's classic take on the Caped Crusader sees the city of Gotham besieged by a grinning madman known only as the Joker, who takes full control of Gotham's criminal underworld. In this new evil, Batman finds his greatest opponent and must save the city while concealing his true identity and protecting the woman he loves. Before Michael Keaton was eventually cast as Batman, a number of actors were considered for the role, including Mel Gibson, Kevin Costner, Dennis Quaid, Tom Selleck, Charlie Sheen, and Harrison Ford. Paramount Pictures. 1990, Ghost. inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $281,466,635. Unadjusted domestic gross, $121,842,426. Box office share in calendar year, 6.9%. When a banker is unknowingly double-crossed by his corrupt friend and murdered over a dubious business deal, he becomes a spirit in between planes of existence. But while he's dead, he discovers what happened to him, and he seeks help from a psychic to get justice and protect his lover. Ghost was directed by Jerry Zucker of the Zucker Brothers comedy directing duo, who along with Jim Abrahams was responsible for such classics as Airplane and Top Secret. Kuralco Pictures, 1991, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $405,852,493. Unadjusted domestic gross, $183,122,792. Box office share in calendar year, 10.8%. 11 years after the events of the first Terminator film, young John Connor becomes the target of a killer T-1000 robot that's been sent from the future. But another robot from the future, AT-800, has been sent to protect him, and Connor, alongside the robot and his mother, must go on the run in order to save humanity from a robot uprising. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, earned 4 wins at the 64th Academy Awards: Best Visual Effects, Best Sound Effects Editing, Best Sound, and Best Makeup. Warner Brothers, 1992, Batman Returns. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $343,221,979. Unadjusted domestic gross, $159,559,854. Box office share in calendar year, 9.3%. In this sequel to Tim Burton's classic take on Batman, The Dark Knight Returns, as Gotham finds itself overtaken by a mutant, sewer-dwelling man known as the Penguin, and his goons. The Penguin has teamed up with corrupt businessman Max Schreck to get rid of the Bat once and for all, accompanied by Schreck's former assistant turned Catwoman, Selina Kyle. After the box office failure of Batman Returns, Burton was replaced with Joel Schumacher, but Schumacher's two Batman films fared far worse. Murray Close, Getty Images, 1993, Jurassic Park. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $661,525,662. Unadjusted domestic gross, $316,609,010. Box office share in calendar year, 15.2%. Billionaire John Hammond has cracked the code for bringing dinosaurs back to life and decides to create a new kind of zoo to show them off to paying customers. Disaster, of course, ensues. A paleontologist, a paleobotanist, and a mathematician must keep people safe in the facility after an accident forces Hammond to learn just what happens when you play God. Jurassic Park employed groundbreaking fusions of CGI and animatronics to literally bring prehistoric creatures to life. Walt Disney Pictures, 1994. The Lion King inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $531,457,560. Unadjusted domestic gross, $260,978,278. Box office share in calendar year, 12.1%. Young lion cub Simba is next in line for his father's throne, but King Mufasa's malicious brother, Scar, has other plans. After luring both Mufasa and Simba to a stampede of wildebeests, only Simba makes it out alive, and he eventually must journey home to take back his kingdom. Timon and Pumbaa voice actors Nathan Lane and Ernie Sabella were starring together in Guys and Dolls on Broadway and initially wanted to play hyenas together, but they had such good comedic chemistry it was decided they were better as the Meerkat and Warthog team. Warner Brothers, 1995. Batman Forever. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $358,884,387. Unadjusted domestic gross, $181,180,518 box office share in calendar year. 8.3%, with Val Kilmer taking over from Michael Keaton. Batman returns for this third sequel to take on two new villains, the Riddler and Two-Face, whom he must defeat with the help of his trusty new sidekick, Robin. In addition to Kilmer, Batman Forever boasts a star-studded cast, including Jim Carrey, Tommy Lee Jones, Nicole Kidman, and Drew Barrymore. 20th Century Fox 1996. Independence Day inflation-adjusted domestic gross. $542,549,057 unadjusted domestic gross. $281,937,276 box office share in calendar year. 12.4%. A group of disparate people seemingly connected by fate are what stands between the Earth and total annihilation by an alien insurgence. With millions already killed and the rest of the world at stake, a counterattack is planned for the 4th of July. In 2016, a sequel to Independence Day was released, titled Independence Day, Resurgence, and director Roland Emmerich would like to continue the series as a franchise. Columbia Pictures 1997. Men in Black inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $441,993,031 unadjusted domestic gross, $235,057,188 box office share in calendar year, 10.1%. A shadowy government agency maintains checks and balances for aliens visiting Earth, and NYPD officer James Darrell Edwards III inadvertently becomes one such man in black. Now dubbed Agent J, he and his partner Agent K investigate a series of alien-related activities that uncover a plot by an intergalactic terrorist. The film's screenwriter Ed Solomon also penned the scripts for the Bill and Ted movies. Touchstone Productions 1998. Armageddon inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $353,957,717 unadjusted domestic gross, $191,158,932 box office share in calendar year, 7%. With a deadly asteroid on a crash course for Earth, NASA decides to employ a crew of oil drillers to travel to the asteroid's surface and detonate a bomb. Meanwhile, one of the members, the arrogant AJ, attempts to win the approval of his superior, whose daughter AJ is in love with. While it received mixed reviews, Armageddon garnered 4 nominations at the 71st Academy Awards: Best Original Song, Best Sound, Best Sound Effects Editing, and Best Visual Effects. Lucasfilm 1999, Star Wars, Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $763,526,136. Unadjusted domestic gross, $421,381,756. Box office share in calendar year, 13.1%. In this first prequel film set before the events of the classic trilogy, Darth Vader's origin story is revealed, starting with him as a young child named Anakin Skywalker, who has an intrinsically strong connection with the Force. Anakin joins Jedi Master Qui-Gon Jinn and Jedi Apprentice Obi-Wan Kenobi to protect Queen Padme Amidala. George Lucas returned to the director's seat for this film. Paramount Pictures 2000, Mission Impossible 2. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $374,365,189. Unadjusted domestic gross, $213,578,518. Box office share in calendar year, 7%. In the second installment of the popular franchise, IMF agent Ethan Hunt returns with his team to destroy a biochemical weapon that's in the wrong hands. But a gang of international terrorists is also tracking down the deadly virus, led by a former IMF agent. Mission Impossible 2 was directed by Hong Kong filmmaker John Woo, who also directed Hard Boiled and Face Off. DreamWorks Animation 2001, Shrek. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $448,157,895. Unadjusted domestic gross, $262,908,727. Box office share in calendar year. 8%. Aggressive and territorial ogre Shrek lives in peace in his swamp. That is, until a horde of fairy tale creatures is banned from their kingdom by the evil Lord Farquaad. To get back his solitude, Shrek embarks upon a perilous journey with a talking donkey to rescue a princess slated to be Farquaad's bride. The film's performance was in stark contrast to its rocky beginnings. Animators who failed while working on another DreamWorks film, The Prince of Egypt, were sent to work on Shrek as punishment. The film did end up earning a standing ovation at Cannes. Columbia Pictures 2002, Spider-Man. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $677,413,372. Unadjusted domestic gross, $403,706,375. Box office share in calendar year, 10.9%. Dorky high school teen Peter Parker is bitten by a genetically modified spider and becomes the web-slinging superhero of New York City. As Peter gets accustomed to his new crime-fighting life, he copes with the death of his beloved uncle and contends with a villainous madman known as the Green Goblin. Screenwriter David Cope has penned or co-penned a number of classic blockbusters, including 2023's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Pixar Animation Studios 2003, Finding Nemo. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross $545,921,765. Unadjusted domestic gross $332,722,962. Box office share in calendar year 8.8%. Overly protective clownfish father Marlin wants his only son, Nemo, to be as safe as possible. But on Nemo's first day of school, Marlin's worst fears are realized. Nemo swims too close to a fishing boat and is captured by fishermen, and it's up to Marlin to traverse the vast ocean to rescue his boy. Finding Nemo made history as the first Pixar film to win Best Animated Feature at the Academy Awards. DreamWorks Pictures 2004, Shrek 2. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross $699,334,596. Unadjusted domestic gross $437,622,810. Box office share in calendar year 11.3%. Everyone's favorite grouchy ogre returns, and this time Shrek has to take on a challenge more harrowing than rescuing a princess from a dragon, meeting her parents. In Shrek 2, Shrek not only has to win the good graces of Fiona's royal family but also circumvent the underhanded schemes of Fiona's fairy godmother. As with Shrek, Shrek 2 Inches premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. Lucasfilm 2005, Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $587,022,866. Unadjusted domestic gross, $379,807,894. Box office share in calendar year, 10.8%. In this epic conclusion to George Lucas's prequel trilogy, Anakin Skywalker slowly turns to the dark side before assuming the villainous role of Darth Vader. This culminates in a climactic lightsaber battle with Obi-Wan Kenobi, fomented by Anakin's bond with the evil Emperor Palpatine. Walt Disney Pictures 2006, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $619,893,431. Unadjusted domestic gross, $414,013,957. Box office share in calendar year, 11%. The third installment in the iconic adventures of Jack Sparrow sees the swashbuckler contend with the ghoulish, tentacled villain Davy Jones. Jones comes to Sparrow to collect a blood debt, so the pirate must figure out a way to escape the damnation of his very soul. At the 79th Academy Awards, the film snagged 4 nominations: Best Art Direction, Best Sound Mixing, Best Sound Editing, and Best Visual Effects, the latter of which it won. Columbia Pictures. 2007, Spider-Man 3. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $489,905,279. Unadjusted domestic gross, $336,530,303. Box office share in calendar year, 8.1%. In this conclusion to Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy, Peter Parker is faced with a trio of foes: Sandman, Venom, and his own best friend Harry Osborn, who discovers Peter's true identity and seeks revenge for the death of his father, the Green Goblin. All the while, Peter struggles to maintain his relationship with his girlfriend, Mary Jane Watson. Warner Brothers. 2008, The Dark Knight. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $707,693,037. Unadjusted domestic gross, $504,798,337. Box office share in calendar year, 12.2%. Christopher Nolan's lauded second installment in his Batman trilogy sees the Caped Crusader facing off against his greatest foe, the twisted, maniacal Joker. Batman must find a way to put an end to the Joker's madness while keeping himself from straying too far from heroism into vigilantism. Actor Heath Ledger delivered a stellar performance as Joker but died tragically 6 months before the film was released. He received a posthumous Academy Award for his portrayal. DreamWorks Pictures. 2009, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $563,661,987. Unadjusted domestic gross, $400,641,549. Box office share in calendar year, 9.3%. 2 years following the events of the first Transformers film, hero Sam Witwicky adjusts to his new life in college, while his Autobot friends attempt to adjust to life on Earth. But an ancient Decepticon has other plans, ones that threaten the fate of the entire planet. The voice cast for the Autobots includes Hugo Weaving, Tony Todd, and Tom Kenny. Walt Disney Pictures. 2010, Toy Story 3. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $565,981,130. Unadjusted domestic gross, $408,890,408. Box office share in calendar year, 9.7%. Andy is grown up and finally off to college, but sadly, his beloved toys can't come with him. But after being mistakenly left behind, the toys end up at a daycare center full of rowdy children, and Woody must figure out a way to help his pals escape. The film features new additions including Michael Keaton, Ned Beatty, Whoopi Goldberg, Kristen Schaal, and Timothy Dalton. Warner Brothers. 2011, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $503,935,012. Unadjusted domestic gross, $375,552,093. Box office share in calendar year, 8.5%. The epic conclusion to the original Wizarding World saga sees the boy who lived, Harry Potter, finally face off in a duel to the death with his nemesis from birth, Voldemort. But Harry needs all the help he can get from his wizard pals and professors at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Though it didn't win any Oscars, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2 Inches was nominated for Best Art Direction, Best Visual Effects, and Best Makeup at the 84th Academy Awards. Marvel Studios. 2012, The Avengers. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $815,523,610. unadjusted domestic gross, $620,323,837. Box office share in calendar year, 14.4%. The evil and treacherous being Loki gets his hands on a device that will grant him unlimited power, and he will stop at nothing to use it to take over the world. Director of Special Defense Force SHIELD Nick Fury puts together a team of the Earth's mightiest heroes in order to stop Loki and obtain the Tesseract. Before directing The Avengers, writer and director Joss Whedon was perhaps best known for creating the popular TV series, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Marvel Studios 2013, Iron Man 3. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $529,661,153. Unadjusted domestic gross, $408,797,699. Box office share in calendar year, 8.6%. The final solo, Iron Man, movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe sees the titular metal-suited superhero and billionaire playboy, aka Tony Stark, up against a brand new villain going by the name Mandarin. But Stark must battle his inner demons alongside his external ones. Iron Man 3 Inches was directed by Shane Black, who also helmed The Nice Guys, and penned the screenplay for The Long Kiss Goodnight. Marvel Studios 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $358,526,343. Unadjusted domestic gross, $281,204,119. Box office share in calendar year, 6.9%. While in prison, ragtag intergalactic outlaws inadvertently band together to escape. Once out, they're faced with a powerful villain and, despite clashing personalities, must stick with one another in order to defeat him. Universal Pictures 2015, Jurassic World. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $824,406,493. Unadjusted domestic gross, $647,374,160. Box office share in calendar year, 14.5%. Over two decades since the catastrophe on Isla Nublar, a new vision of the past has been resurrected in Jurassic World, a dual theme park and luxury resort that has once again brought dinosaurs hurtling into the future. But the sins of Jurassic Park's past have not been reckoned with, and both the guests and the scientists quickly learn that bigger does not mean better. B.D. Wong, who portrayed Dr. Henry Wu in Steven Spielberg's original film, reprised his role in Jurassic World. Pixar Animation Studios 2016, Finding Dory. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $607,234,862. Unadjusted domestic gross, $482,853,070. Box office share in calendar year, 10.8%. In this sequel to the beloved Pixar film, clownfish father Marlin and son Nemo set out to help their very forgetful friend Dory find her roots. All Dory remembers is that she was separated from her parents as a child, and soon the trio is embarking on an epic adventure. Albert Brooks and Ellen DeGeneres reprised their roles as Marlin and Dory, accompanied by new voice actors including Ed O'Neill, Ty Burrell, Diane Keaton, and Idris Elba. Warner Brothers 2017, Wonder Woman. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $504,295,944. Unadjusted domestic gross, $409,537,039. Box office share in calendar year, 10.7%. The origin story of this iconic superhero is traced from her childhood as Princess of the Amazons to helping the Americans win World War I. Wonder Woman, also known as Diana, leaves the island paradise she grew up on, bringing along dashing pilot Steve Trevor, in the hopes that she can use her mighty powers to end the global conflict. Its premiere enthralled not only superhero fans but feminists alike, with The Guardian's Zoe Williams calling it a feminist action movie slam dunk. Walt Disney Pictures 2018. Incredibles 2. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $724,304,687. Unadjusted domestic gross, $602,579,381. Box office share in calendar year, 13.7%. 3 months after the events chronicled in the first film, the sequel to the Disney-Pixar classic finds the superhero par family matriarch, Elastigirl, enlisted to improve public perception of supers, forcing Mr. Incredible to become a stay-at-home dad. But the whole family will be needed in order to stop a sinister threat. In addition to the original voice cast, newcomers featured Bob Odenkirk, Jonathan Banks, and Catherine Keener. Walt Disney Pictures 2019. The Lion King. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $618,145,070. Unadjusted domestic gross, $523,578,926. Box office share in calendar year, 12.1%. This musical drama adaptation of the classic animated film from 1994 retreads the plot of the original film as we follow young lion prince Simba, whose throne is usurped by his fratricidal uncle, Scar, forcing him to return to his animal kingdom and take back what's rightfully his. New voice actors for this updated, The Lion King, include Donald Glover as Simba, Seth Rogen as Pumbaa, Billy Eichner as Timon, and Chiwetel Ejiofor as Scar. Warner Brothers 2020. Tenet. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross. $22,383,605. Unadjusted domestic gross, $19,192,876. Box office share in calendar year, 27%. A new mind-bending thriller from Christopher Nolan, Tenet, surrounds a former CIA agent who is informed that an attack from the future has a target set for the present day. The agent must learn how to bend time in order to prevent World War III. Tenet was the first major tentpole film to be released in the months following the 2020 pandemic lockdowns. Marvel Studios 2021. Black Widow. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $203,500,607. Unadjusted domestic gross, $182,690,466. Box office share in calendar year, 10.5%. In this prequel solo film for the since-deceased Avenger, Natasha Romanoff aka Black Widow must confront her demons as she is pursued by a villainous threat with a link to her past. On the run and forced to team up with the people she left behind, Natasha unlocks trauma and regret in her tattered history as a Russian spy. In the fall of 2021, Black Widow actress Scarlett Johansson and Disney settled a lawsuit Johansson brought forth over distribution. Paramount Pictures 2022, Top Gun, Maverick. Inflation-adjusted domestic gross, $723,261,939. Unadjusted domestic gross, $701,250,369. Box office share in calendar year, 20.7%. Just as stubborn and reckless as he was over 30 years ago, Pete, Maverick, Mitchell keeps pushing his limits by dodging an advancement in rank as a test pilot. After yet another brash incident, Maverick is sent to train a new class of naval aviators for a special mission, including the son of his deceased best friend, who still resents him. Nominated for 6 awards at the 95th Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Top Gun, Maverick ended up taking home the honor for Best Sound. Data reporting by Lucas Hicks. Story editing by Karen Zhao. Copy editing by Andrew Mangan. Photo selection by Abigail Renault.